Number six, wise planning. The old talk on this was just simply planning and prioritizing. But we'll call it wise planning. This is exactly what it sounds like. Setting clear goals, breaking them into steps, ordering those steps by importance, and then operating according to that sequence. I don't have to say much on this, right? Commit your plans to the Lord, and your plans will be established. Proverbs 16:3. Actually, the New Living Translation, I think it says, commit your work to the Lord, and your plans will be established. So these are godly plans, wise planning, planning that is from the heart of God, filtered through wise counsel, and then written in easy to understand language. From which of you, desiring to build a tower, does not first sit down and count the cost, whether he has enough to complete it? Luke 14:28. Proverbs 21:5. The plans of the diligent lead surely to abundance, but everyone who is hasty comes only to poverty. Old mentor of mine used to say, every minute spent in planning saves 10 minutes in implementation. My staff tell me that's wrong. They say it should be every minute spent in planning saves an hour in implementation. You're on a trip, you're going the wrong way. But we're going so fast, the traffic's moving so well. But pull it over for about 3 minutes just to take another look, just to see if this is right. That could literally save you hours, right? So you've got to look carefully at how you're walking. Not as wise, but unwise, or excuse, not as unwise, but as wise. Make the best use of your time. Ephesians 5, 15 and 16. So the best planning is what you know. You have annual plans, like your annual preaching calendar, your annual initiatives. Then you break that down into quarterly goals. And then you break that down into weekly action steps. And then you can break that down even further. You build a realistic ministry calendar that lays out the major pushes of your year. And you make sure they don't compete against one another, or they're not doing what I talked about a moment ago with that email, that push that went on the same day where they ended up cannibalizing each other. You know, we had two big pushes going on the same day. Well, neither got through. They just ended up, you know, eating each other. It's kind of an ugly term, but it is one that's used sometimes. And then, you know, you drive that clarity, you know, through what you preach on, through the vision you cast, through the culture that you create, through what you delegate, through what you review, through what you hold people accountable to. And then along the way, if it doesn't fit, you say no to it. You don't allow anything to dilute that focus. You stay focused on these strategic priorities, even though it might mean fluidity along the way. And then you have to make sure that your team also stays aligned. You ask them questions. You review what they're working on. And I want to tie something together here with the previous three by giving you an old management principle called MBWA. You know that? Management by walking around. Get out of your office, walk around. On Sunday, don't just stay hidden backstage in your little green room. Walk around. And not just the 7 minutes where you're out there meeting people before the service or the altar time after the service, but between the services, walk around. Walk into the kids' area. Take a look around. Get there where everybody else is sitting up and just walk around. Go over to their desk and lean over their shoulder and say, what are you working on? Not as a spy, but as an interested party. See what value you can add to them. See what constraint you can remove for them. See what help you can offer them. See what connection you can make for them. Management by walking around. Yogi Berra said, it's amazing what you can see if you just look around. So this ties some of this together. You know, it's like, are we on track with our plan? Do I need to make adjustment? Who's under pressure? What's going on with their emotional regulation? Where can I add some water? Where can I add some fire? You know, what might that mean? So you have to develop some kind of review rhythm if this is going to happen. What's that going to be for each of your major goals? Used to be quarterly reviews were so important, but I found that to be too much time. Some things need to be reviewed daily. You know, especially the drive toward Easter. You know, that needs to be reviewed daily. But then a capital campaign, you know, maybe reviewed monthly. Now to get it off the ground takes a lot of energy. But you've got to develop a rhythm for all of these things that you're working on, and how are they going to be reviewed? How are those plans going to be adjusted? Are we on track? And then inside of that, you know, everybody must be crystal clear on what they can do. Like, of this wise plan that we're pursuing, what is my part of it? What am I to add? And what is your unique role?